happy, well, making you forget all your worries and sick. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you the children's choir.
Oh,
talks about having a wish for peace. It talks about having a hope for peace. It says that sometimes people can't see just how much hope tomorrow brings. So, as you hear this song, think about the words it says and the hope that it brings. It might make you cry, but it's just because it's so, that good of a song. Thank you.
The first three actually are black spirituals that were written between the years. years 1850 and 1901, they have lasting power, and water seems to have a lot to do with it. Shall we gather at the river, rich in religious music, rich in the fact that there's baptism at the river, there is life renewal at the river. This is followed by Wade in the Water, which is a black spiritual, and as they were making their ways to freedom, the black slaves would wade through the water to avoid the dogs that were after them trying to get their scents to bring them back. So this was a march to freedom, march to freedom. The third one is, I have peace like a river, I have joy like a mountain, and love like an ocean in my soul. And this is the inner journey when they have come to the land of freedom. We talk about lands of freedom, coming to the land of freedom. It's an inner transformation. Our last piece is called Jubilation. That is when we have landed and we all raise up our hands and say, we're jubilant about it and joyful.
Thank you. and the Wednesday group are quite a unique, high-energy, personality-type group, and they decided that they thought that the name Choir for Kids just didn't quite cut it. They were trying to find a better, more interesting name, and Nora suggested that we call the group the Musical, Magical, Freakishly Good Singers. That turned into the oomphages. But the plural of that would be oomphagesses. This is the oomphagesses.
Lourdes is a song that makes you feel like you're throwing a piece of your soul out into the world. We hope it is as much fun to listen to as it is to sing. Please enjoy Lourdes.
Gentlemen, and those to be.
<Wasn't fun. laughs>
profess to be on the same level as Plato, but I need to put in my 2 cents. Music is the international language par excellence. Harmonia, the Spanish dance, underlines how music affects people. Harmonia. I forgot something. Harmonia. O como amo el sonido de armonía. Su sonido es curioso. Me rescata de mi mundo a un nuevo lugar. Y me guía a una cámara de calor. Y ahí, la armonía es como la calidez. ¿Por qué hace tal este sonido? ¿Por qué me consuela esto así? Con la armonía me siento tranquilo. Puedo llevarte ahí. For those of you who didn't understand, as I didn't, here's the text in English. Really rudely translated by me. Harmony. Oh, as master of the sound of harmony. Its sound is peculiar. It rescues me from my world to a new place and guides me to a calm chamber. And there the harmony is like a calidez, a state of being on fire, passionate, affectionate, so that it makes this sound so. So that this consoles me thus. With the harmony, I feel calm. I can give up, live, accept, or be there, in a world, so to speak. Merci.
Oh,
The Lake of Innisfree is a poem written by W.B. Yeats. It was published as part of a collection of poems in 1893. The words describe going to Innisfree, building a cabin there, planting a small garden, and being alone in the being loud glade, all in order to listen to the voice within. Yeats spent a lifetime striving to listen to the truths in his deep heart's core. You'll hear those words in this song. I think that today everyone can relate to that yearning for solitude, for time to rest from responsibility and be with our own thoughts. In thinking about the word solitude, of course, it's from the Latin solus, but it also begins with sol, which is Spanish for sun. In this poem, set to music by Eleanor Daly, see if you can hear and feel the tranquility and beauty that awaits us in moments of solitude when we allow the sun or the light within us to shine. And after that serious reflection, we'll be in a more humorous vein with Alto's Lament.
Oh, all this happening for us.
Okay, so that was way too much fun. And whoever decided the program picked a great moment for me to suck all the fun out of everything and start talking about something really serious. But my name is Lisa Jennings, and Reg Hartman asked me to speak today about maybe a little background about the Syrian refugee kit that you'll be supporting through donations today. So, this is obviously very serious, and we've all heard an awful lot about it in the news. The Syrian refugee crisis has become the worst humanitarian crisis since the Second World War, and the United Nations estimates that more than half of the country's pre-war population of 23 million is in need of humanitarian assistance. 4 million Syrians are now living outside Syria, and 8 million are displaced within the country. More than 75% of Syrian refugees are women and children. The sad truth is that although the situation remains every bit as critical as it did 2 years ago, we've heard so much about this crisis over the past couple of years that we run the risk of becoming indifferent to it. Here at Knox, we are supporting a Presbytery committee consisting of all the Presbyterian churches from Bankakill to Brockville. This committee is endeavoring to bring 2 Syrian families to this area. These families have been given a stamp of approval by the Canadian government. They are ordinary people, just like us. And they've lost their homes and are facing great insecurity. Just like in the children's song, One Wish, they all want peace and a chance to live and raise their families without fear. For these 2 families and for many others, Canada is a land somewhere over the rainbow. And the children will be seeing that in a few minutes. A place where they can live and grow, make new friends, go to school, and live freely. So today we get to celebrate all good things. Spring, the rain, which we really need, and of course art and beautiful music, thanks to Rosemary and Reg, and all the musicians and artists, young and old, who worked really hard to put this concert together. Spring is a wonderful time of year, a time of growth and renewal, a time of new life. Please give generously today and help our Syrian families begin their new life here in Canada. Thank you very much.
Love. And it is the songwriter Eve Goldberg's response to 9/11 and the global events that have followed that. Her CD, which this song is part of, called The Kinder Season, was recorded in the months following her mother's death. The album is a remarkable testament to the joy and hope that lurks somewhere beyond the heartache and the sweetness that can be found even in the bittersweet seasons of life. Even though we've been hurt and knocked down, and that we may think that we have to show that we're strong, we've got a heart that will see us through. You need to love, which will bring you freedom and peace. Everyone needs to choose love. And there are soloists for each verse. I'm doing the first one. Natalie is verse 2. Kimberly, verse 3. And Alicia, verse 4. So enjoy and join us under Rosemary's direction.
Thank you.
Yeats' poem, one of his shortest and one of his most popular. And like a lot of poetry and like a lot of music, the theme is about love. And the author of the poem says to his beloved, "If I were rich, I would give you the world and all its treasures. If I were a god, I would give you the heavenly skies made into a blanket. But I am neither. I am a poor man, and all I have are my dreams that make me vulnerable and delicate. So tread softly." Marc Serret is a Canadian composer, one of my favorites, actually, and he wrote some beautiful music to go with this beautiful poem, Cloths of Heaven.
phrase in popular culture. In the Three Stooges episode, Pardon My Scotch, a gentleman asks, "Are you laddies by any chance from Loch Lomond?" Whereupon Curly replies, "No, we're from Loch Jock." One of the road signs in the Airy Melodies cartoon short, "My Bunny Lies Over the Sea," points to Loch Lomond. Loch Lomond is a brand name of the Scotch whiskey drunk by Captain Haddock in Hergé's famous comic book series, The Adventures of Tintin. But on a more serious note, Loch Lomond is most likely a tale about two of Bonnie Prince Charlie's men captured and left behind in Carlisle after the failed rising of 1745. One is to be executed, while the other is to be set free. According to Celtic tradition, the condemned man's spirit would return to his homeland via the Low Road. His spirit will reach Scotland before his comrade gets home, but will never meet his true love again. The beautiful tenor voice that starts off our performance of Loch Lomond belongs to Jim McRae.
character named Dorothy sings a song and she is thinking of her happy place. I hope it makes you think of yours. I like this song because it is old, but it's a really beautiful piece. I also like the song because rainbows come out on rainy days and make the day brighter. So sit back in your seats and enjoy. Thank you.
Reg, we thank you for leading the bell choir, for accompanying, for providing jokes when needed, for helping the men with harmonia. Carol Hay, we thank you for taking harmonia to the finish line. And Regin, our intrepid accompanist, music transcriptionist, a voice. And of course, all these people are voices and players and tremendous inspiration in our community, and we thank them very much. Thank you. Want to come and sing and play with us, contact Rosemary or Reg Barton, and it will change your life because Monday, when we practice, Monday will become your favorite day of the week. Thank you.